Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We go down to Jerusalem. We're joined by Tim Franks, BBC correspondent in Jerusalem, for the latest on the situation in Gaza, where it appears that aside from rockets being fired on Israeli territory, there's the potential for face-to-face gunfire between Hamas fighters and Israeli army patrols. Tim Franks, first of all, what's the latest on the level of fighting and the confrontation between Hamas and Israel?
Well, it has been pretty intense. There were 60 airstrikes overnight from Israel on territory inside the Gaza Strip. And also there has been a push by Israeli ground troops on Gaza City itself. They've been launching raids in the southeast and the north into Gaza City. And yes, you're right, face-to-face fighting between Palestinian militants and Israeli soldiers.
So is the military objective clearer at this point, Tim? Is it possible that the Israelis are in some sort of exploratory mode, trying to find weapons caches, perhaps some sort of infrastructure for the bringing in of missiles and destroying those before they actually agree to a ceasefire? Or is it more of a standoff?
No, the Israeli military says that from the air and from the ground, but particularly from the air, it has been targeting what it considers to be the infrastructure of Palestinian militant activity. But I think that the key objective, as far as the Israeli military is concerned, is to try and weaken Hamas, which is the Islamist movement which runs the Gaza Strip, to the point where it will agree to a ceasefire on Israel's conditions. And that essentially is that there be an end to rocket fire into southern Israel and also an end to arms smuggling from Egypt over the southern border of the Gaza Strip. But that is also not going to be entirely dependent on what Hamas agrees to. It's also going to be important what the Egyptians agree to in terms of how strictly they're going to police this southern border. So I think what Israel is doing is certainly on the ground militarily trying to weaken Hamas, but it's also trying to force the diplomatic tempo as well.
I guess finally, I'm sort of astounded at how little Israel seems to be concerned about the potential for a real international backlash with all of the images of carnage and civilian casualties coming out of Gaza. I mean, I think the big story in Israel yesterday had more to do with Joe the plumber being a reporter there. What's your sense of that?
I think there is growing concern about the number of civilian casualties. But there is a feeling in Israel that this is a war that was of Hamas's choosing, not of Israel's choosing. Hamas provoked Israel, along with other Palestinian militants, by firing rockets over the last several years. And there's a feeling of sadness but inevitability among Israelis when you talk to them that if you go to war inside Gaza, because it's such a congested place, civilians are going to get hurt.
All right, Tim Franks, BBC correspondent in Jerusalem, with the latest on the fighting in Gaza, which certainly doesn't seem to have mediated itself at all, despite the diplomatic activity going on in Egypt. Thank you, Tim Franks.